you'd like to visit Eric, you can contact the church office, but he's at Chino Valley Health Center. They're on, right over here on Town Avenue, and you can get more information from the church office. Tonight, as you know, we've all been praying. We've all had in our bulletins the inserts for our team in Mali. And as the team comes back, we always have them report on what's going on. And you guys, this trip has been unlike any other trip to Mali, West Africa. And we're very, very blessed to have our team to be with us tonight. But for those of you who haven't had the chance, or maybe you're new here, Pastor Jeff Kearns, he is our missions pastor. And he has the job that I used to do when the church was small. I would take every team on mission trips. And Jeff now gets to do all the fun stuff. And he gets to go to other parts of the world, taking you with him to reach others for Jesus. And I covet, I'm jealous for his job. But I'm glad that he's doing it. And we are so blessed in the Lord to be able to report to you tonight that since God sent this church out on its first mission in 1992, that there have been over 1,000 people go on short-term mission trips to various parts of the world to give others the love of Jesus that we often take for granted. And so the Lord has called us. In fact, in Matthew's Gospel, chapter 19, verse 29, Jesus said, I tell you that no one has left their mom or their dad or their country or their house, their home, their shores, to go to other places to proclaim the good news that shall not in this life receive a reward, both in this life and in the life to come. It's called the Great Commission. And every Christian is mandated by God to be involved in that. If you are a spectator to spreading the good news of Christ, there's a great chance you don't even know who Jesus is. You might have religion, but you don't have him. Now, I'm not saying you got to go to the uttermost parts of the earth to do that. There are senders and there are goers. But as Christians, we either send or we go. It's a non-spectator event. And many of you made this trip for some of these people possible. And so be blessed by hearing now the report of your investment. It's going to blow your mind. So Pastor Jeff, missions pastor, he's got the best job in this church. Jeff, come on up and take over the night and bless the body.
Well, I just want to say thank you to my pastor for giving me the job that I know that he would love to do. I'll tell you, I send him emails all the time. I think the last one I sent him, it was just so heartfelt. It was like 3 a.m. and I was just like, just about bawling, thinking about the work that I get to do. It's amazing. I wish I could take you guys on this trip. We're going to try really hard to take you guys there tonight, but we'll never do it justice. I just want to tell you, it was all about Jesus. This trip was just amazing. We knew you guys were praying for us. Those 15-minute prayer slots, we knew 24/7, whether we were under our mosquito net in bed or whether we were out doing the work, you guys were praying for us. And we just want to say thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. In Africa, they repeat the words over and over. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you so much for praying for us. Just amazing. But I don't want to take away too much from the team getting up and sharing. We have a lot of pictures to share with you. But first, I want to just have the Mali team all stand up. Wherever you're at, just stand. Where you? Okay. A bunch of them over here, here, back there. Yeah. Amazing team. They were an amazing team, you guys. So just sit down, and then I just want to call up the ones that are going to be speaking. Hector and Mary, and Lucas, Steve, Katie, Emily, Jeff, Vanessa, Jeff Stevenson, Vanessa, Colleen, and Sandra. If you guys will just come up, and I just want to get going on the pictures. There we go. Great. That was our T-shirt, you guys. We got to bring T-shirts for all the team that was there, not only us, but for the team, John's team. We had about 40 people that were our entourage that would help us to get to the places, set up the equipment and everything, and they all got to wear this T-shirt so we know who everybody was, because there was a massive crowd over there. Okay. All right, this was our hotel, you guys, and that's our bus. We kind of called it the fun bus because it was a lot of fun. But we were actually stayed up on these floors. It's a missionary hotel, a guest house, they call it. And all the people that go here, it's owned by Americans, and all the people that go here, that stay here, are missionaries that are translating the Bible into 30 different languages all throughout Mali. Every morning we would go up onto the rooftop and we would have our devotions. We would pray, and many of you know what it's like. We were going through the one-year Bibles, the same thing you guys were doing. And we would pray every morning and spend time together, have breakfast, get ready for the day, and then we'd jump in the bus and take off. This is what the first day, full day, we got there late at night on a Sunday night. This was Monday morning. We got to the school, and we're headed into the school here with all of our backpacks. This is the school, you guys, that you guys built. That's the new building and the new stairway. You can see it. Way out here is the Niger River. The valley, and all the village is all where all the people live that come, the kids that come to the school. You guys know there's 450 kids that go to that school now. Amen. Amen. This is a shot from the rooftop of the brand new building that you guys built. Again, there's the village. We're standing, me and Pastor John are standing up on the roof there of the new building, and there's three new classrooms. This is built actually to be a three-story building. Gosh, we're going to put two stories on it and see how everything works. And then we'll go from there. But we're going to have three more classrooms come this September because we have sixth graders that are going to be coming to the school. And so this is a new building you guys built. Amazing. The stairway and everything. We were blown away by they did a good job, really good job. There it is again with the stairway there on the left. They have a stairway on both sides. We're kind of surprised they had pillars on the stairways. That's kind of cool. Our well. We're praying hard that God would provide a well for the school. This is Pastor John pulling water out of a well right now. See, you can see the bucket right there. And he's pulling it up. It has holes. There's a hole in his bucket. And but we're praying hard because then it goes into the ladies' buckets. I would like to carry that bucket's got to hold, 6 gallons on top of that lady's head? You know what's how heavy? Six. And they walk for at least a half a mile to get there. Two ladies every day to fill these barrels up with water. So we're praying hard that God would provide not only electrical, because we'd like for it to be electric pump, because when you start pumping the pump thing, the seals go out, and we want to be able to pump it up and then gravity feed it down. So Pastor John's got a plan. These are all the teachers, you guys, all the teachers from the school. And there's a couple of them, and you'll see them more later. This man here and this lady are Muslims. They're not Christians. All the rest are Christian teachers. But I'll give you a report on that in just a few minutes. But these were all the teachers with Pastor John. We started VBS. We had 4 days of VBS. Now, this is Pastor Timmy. Now, when you get a translator, you guys, you want a translator like this guy. Look at him. I mean, he's got the same face that Cindy's got on there. He's got his hands out. It's amazing. Pastor Timmy is the assistant pastor there. Hopefully he's going to be coming this next January. You guys are going to meet him. He is the neatest guy you'll ever meet in your life. Just a great man of God. We just love Timmy and his wife, Veronica. We started VBS. The kids got to play games. They learned about Jesus. And remember, you guys, these are all Muslim kids. These are all Muslim families. And so the kids had a great time. Look at that shot. He's probably never seen a toy, I'm sure, like that ever in his life. I'm not sure. This was a parachute or something. I missed this part. But Cindy, our children's director here, just blew us away and blew the school away and the kids with the teaching. Like I said, we had 4 days of VBS, and we also had 4 days of teacher training. Here's some crafts we're doing with the kids. They just loved it. One of the crafts, I think it's a rainbow that they did there that day. And they rotated, just like we do it in our children's ministries. They rotated into, I think, six different classrooms every day, teaching them about Adam and Eve. And mind you, when you spoke English, it went into English to French and then French to Bambara. So it went to two different, you had to have two translators for every classroom. Look at the puppets. Look at these guys back here, you guys. Look at the puppets going on. Look at the kids' faces. They had never seen a puppet. Probably the teachers had never seen puppets before. But we had a great time with the kids. Just an absolute amazing time. Blake there, and we called him Juanito. He's this young man. He actually he has a desire. He speaks four languages. He's 24 years old. This boy is one of 30 kids. His father had seven wives because he came from a Muslim family. So he came out of Christianity against all of his family's will. He's now a Christian serving the Lord at the church there. He spoke all the languages, so we used him for a translator the whole time we were there. But he wants to become the president of Mali. That's his goal in life, because he wants to change Mali for Jesus. So, yeah. Be sure you pray for Juanito, because we're praying he will be. I told him, when you be president, man, I'm going to come and visit you. He says, come and visit, Pastor Joe. But then we had, one of the things we did was the bracelet, you know, the color bracelet, with all the kids. They were able to take it home, you know, the bead bracelet, right? You guys know what that is. The yellow's the heaven, and red's the blood, and black's sin. But they all got to come and put those on and then go home, and their parents would ask, what is that? And they'd be able to tell them, this is what, well, I got it. It's about Jesus and how he came and died for our sins. Look at that. That is a classic picture. I want that framed. That is the most amazing picture. Look at that. Look at those little girls. That is so sweet. And they were so proud to get that bracelet. I'm sure most of them are still wearing it right now. We did some different kinds of illusions that shared the gospel also. The kids just loved that. Got to play with the kids. We spent five full days there with the kids. Every day we'd get there in the early or late morning and spend all day with them. One of the things they did was they'd go out and they'd do relay races and stuff they'd never done in their lives, you guys. Not anything organized like that. So it was just a total blessing for them and us. This is Pastor Obi here. He's one of the pastors. Again, he's one of the translators. And Ruth over here, she translated from French to Bambara. But that's Jeff and Emily, and they're basically sharing with the class the sponsorship program. See the cards in their hands. So, and then Vanessa Tasson was with us. Vanessa was, I don't know if you know her, but she's so talented with art. She completely transformed every classroom, you guys. She had the wheat and the hands for the stalks of wheat. The kids got to put their hands in the paint and put the marks. Just completely transformed. This was a bare wall before we came there. It didn't even have paint on it. It was block. And so the kids just absolutely loved that. She had a helper with her. What was his name? You remember, Vanessa? He just showed up and started helping. And that was pretty amazing. He was an artist, too. In fact, he said he made that hat. A pretty cool hat. But another wall that Vanessa painted there. And the Gideons showed up when we were there. And thank you, Clyde. Yes. They came and gave every child a brand new Bible, every child that could read. And they said as they progress through their classes and they're able to read, we want to come back and we want to be able to give them Bibles. And we heard that after we left, the parents, they were grumbling a little bit because we're trying to proselytize their kids. But we told them, you know, what's a Christian school, you guys? If they come here, they're going to hear about Jesus. And so they got their Bibles and they went home. And actually, some of the parents were interested. And so the parents started reading to the kids the Bible stories. So that's very cool. Look at that. First Bible ever in French. We saw many of the kids kind of as we snuck around in the days after we gave them to them, sitting by themselves off reading their Bibles. So it was very cool. Very, very cool. This is where they were actually given. You guys have to come back tomorrow and give us John 3:16. So when they did, they got their candy there. Hector's given to them. Bethany, reading the Bible to the kids, teaching them where to start. Introduced Missions Man. You guys seen Missions Man on the blog? So there's Missions Man. The kids loved the potato head guy. Again, Katie playing with the kids. You could spend all day there just hanging out with the kids and playing with them. Look at that. Just a mass of kids there. You see a couple of the team members there. I think Bethany's there and Katie's there. We got them all together, all the kids, all the teachers, and all the team, and got a picture of everybody. A lot of the parents showed up. It was very cool. This is how you bless people. When they want to bless you, this is how they bless. Right, you guys? God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Seriously. And then if you really want to be blessed, when they're blessing you, you're going, yeah, 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 yeah. Seriously, you'd have to be there, you guys. It's amazing. Oh, look at the kids in the window. Yeah, thanks. These kids are the ones that want to be in school, but there's not enough room for these kids to be in school. And so they look in the window. And so we got to get some more classrooms going there, you guys. They're so swelled right now that the desk for three kids now has four or five kids to the desk. And so as soon as that third classroom open, or that three classrooms open up, we'll be able to get the kids over there. We did a medical mission while we were there. You guys provided. Thank you, guys. We took seriously. We took about 20 extra suitcases, and about 10 of them were packed with all the Band-Aids and all the medicines that you guys sent for us. Dr. Bernie there was able to minister to some of the kids. Just amazing. Not only minister to their soul, but also minister to them physically. So they got to see a lot of kids. A lot of teachers came in. People off the streets came in. Seriously, there's about a two-mile walk to the school from the street. And we had people coming in off the streets. One guy came up and said, "Tell me about Jesus." He didn't want to see the doctor. But Dr. Bernie and Mary Andrews, who's a nurse, got to see a lot of the kids and minister to them. This is Mamuna Disa. This young lady is the one last year. Remember, she had yellow fever? And we sent a call to Pastor Jack and you guys. And you guys gathered some funds together. We were able to, you guys sent it over. And it takes a long time to get rid of yellow fever, but she's now totally healed. And there's her mom there. And so that was amazing. Again, ministering to the people. This guy, Kareem, he was a total, I mean, look at this guy. I mean, have you ever seen a Muslim man, old Muslim man? This is it. He came out of the darkness one night when we had just showed the Jesus film, and he says, "I'm looking for my son." And he found him, but we were able to share the Lord with him. I got the incredible opportunity, guys. This was the one person that God sent me there for. I got to share with this man, and when I got to the part of, "Would you like to accept this free gift of eternal life by accepting Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior?" He looked at me and he says, "Absolutely." And I looked at him, I go, "Wait, did you translate that right?" Ask him again. And he asked him again, and he said, "Absolutely." I said, "Would you like to pray with him out now?" He says, "Yes." And we prayed, and as soon as he said amen, he turned to the translator, and he told the translator, "Tell him that today," he raised his hands up, he said, "Today is a brand new beginning in my life." Amazing. It was amazing. That's when you know that it goes in. A lot of times you wonder, you walk away thinking, "God, did that bounce off, or did it take, you know?" Man, it went in. It was amazing. Absolutely amazing. Now his wife, all three of his kids here go to the school. His wife's a Christian. She's probably been praying for her husband for who knows how long. So he's now a Christian. He has a Bible. Pastor John got him a brand new French Bible. And so pray for Kareem, that his walk with the Lord would increase. Again, we're playing with the kids here. Playing some soccer. Praying, you guys, seriously, I've been to Mexico, I lived there for a while, and the people's hearts there are so soft. I think they're softer in Mali. Even though they're Muslim, they don't really know they're Muslim, I don't think. Because when you tell them about, or else Muhammad's kicked them to the curb or something, because you know what? When you tell them about the love of Jesus Christ and the hope that he offers, it's a slam dunk for them. The mission field is wide open there. It's absolutely amazing. So let me hurry through these. Again, we're ministering to the kids, telling them about Jesus. After a couple days, they'd come up and says, "Jesus loves you." They'd be ministering to us. Went into the villages and shared with this lady. This man was actually on his prayer rug when Jeff Torok approached him in his house and shared the love of Jesus with him. He wound up accepting the Lord and praying to accept Jesus as his Lord and Savior. So now he doesn't have to face east anymore. He can pray where he can be in the shower praying, wherever he wants to be. Again, Pastor Timmy. This is the one Muslim teacher, you guys, that I was telling you about. We brought him over, got the doc to start ministering to him spiritually. The Muslim teacher is now not a Muslim teacher anymore. He's a Christian teacher at the school. And there they are praying together. Bernie and Mary ministered and shared the love of Jesus with him, and he readily accepted the Lord. This is the other Muslim lady that's a teacher there. Pray for her that she would come out of Islam and accept Jesus as her Lord and Savior. What was her name? Do you remember her name? I don't remember her name. Just pray for her. Pray for her. This is all of the teachers again. And Cindy, she did teacher training. 4 days of intensive teacher training while she was over there. And again, this is all the teachers. Pastor Joseph in the front. This is our first day of outreach. We passed out flyers all over the place. We do drama, you guys. This is the way we do it. You play music. You attract the crowd. You do dramas. Look at the Jesus film. Look at the people there. They were intensely watching that movie that you couldn't have pulled them away from that movie. This was the night that Kareem came up afterwards. But that's a great shot. You can see the village in the background watching the Jesus film. We had well over 150 people come to know Jesus that night. They came forward, raised their hands. We were able to minister afterwards. Just amazing. This is the city outreach. We went into the city by Pastor John's house, and the music, oh my gosh, you guys. I wish I had a video clip of it. You would not believe the music that they play. It is the music that you cannot do what you're doing right now. Proof here, look at, there's some of the team in the back. You got to get up and move, man. And seriously, and you move in a big circle, and you're shucking and jiving and praising the Lord, and oh, it is just absolutely the most amazing. Look at Jeff over there. I got to get you a shot. Oh, where'd he go? Look at him over there, man. Oh, cut him off. You don't see him. Sorry. You can see him on mine. Then we'd give testimonies. Again, two translators. The people were enthralled. They wanted to hear what we had to say. They didn't leave till we were done. And then we caught them and ministered to them. We'd have dramas. The kids and the youth, some of the adults did a drama. More testimonies. Then we'd share the gospel, and many people came to know the Lord. Hector got to share the gospel, and you wouldn't believe how many people came to know Jesus. And then afterwards, we'd grab them, and once you started talking to one person, I am serious, you would talk to one person, there are 20 of them would gather around you and press in, and you'd be talking to them like this because you were so tight. Am I right, you guys? Am I exaggerating? I'm serious. Just absolutely amazing. Look at the crowd that they just want to hear. Tell me more. Tell me more. What are you talking about? Why are you here? Just have a tremendous opportunity to share the Lord. And then the school or the church service. This is the church service, you guys. And man, I bet you everybody behind me has a huge smile on their face because they know that church service, what it was like, how the worship was. Man, oh man, it was just absolutely amazing. We took over, taught the main session, and we also did children's church for them, so it gave them a break. Pastor John got up, and he's given the charge to Pastor Joseph, who started the very first service at the school on a Sunday. He's now moved there. Pastor Joseph and his wife came from Nigeria. Pastor John sent for him. And John's here giving him, Pastor John's giving him a charge, telling him and his wife, are you sure? Did God really call you? Telling her, don't you ever say anything bad about your husband. And I mean, he laid it on. I mean, if Pastor Jack would have did that to me, I probably would have went, I don't know, I'll let you know later, you know. Oh my gosh, it was intense. But it was amazing. I got to pray for them. They're walking to their house, you guys. This is where they're moving into. Now, the security guard lives in half of this house, this half. Pastor Joseph and his wife are going to live in this half, which is about as square as for me to that green post right there, square, or that green bush. That's his house where him, his wife, and his two children are moving into. And he's going to have Sunday services. He's going to live at the school so that people can come and be ministered to whenever they want to. Again, worship. I think there was 15 to 20 people that were at the outreach that got saved, came to Sunday service. They got a Bible, and John gave them all a charge. to come back and where to start in the Bible. It was amazing. And again, you guys remember, this is all Muslim people. All the people there are Muslim. And what we heard more than anything is, I don't know if I should do this. I don't know if I should accept Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior because my family. What are my family going to do? And we heard that so many times, over and over again. The thing is they said, I'll think about it. They'd come back the next night and accept Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. So that was amazing. Then we had a day off. We traversed Bamako and checked it out. How'd you like to go to market like that? Or like that? This is the laundromat, you guys. Seriously, this is where they all wash their clothes in the river, and they all lay them out on the ground, and they're drying. You can see the team way back there over in this area. We're talking to the people and sharing with them, and that's the laundromat. That's the Niger River. We got to dangle our feet in it. That was cool. This is the pickup truck of Mali. Seriously, you never see a pickup truck in Mali. You see these everywhere in Mali. Normally, they're full, though. And this is a way of transportation, right down the streets. This is a normal street there in the city of Bamako. And that water running down there is not wash water, if you know what I mean. Look at that. That's a National Geographic shot. Steve got that going out the butt, going across the bridge, out the window of the bus. Look at that shot. That's amazing. That's the river, Niger River. That's the team. And so without further ado, we're a little bit behind. We're going to have the team come up. First guy I'm going to have come up is in this picture. And you all know him because he's on staff here at the church. And that picture is actually taken in Nigeria, I believe. And so let's welcome the first team member who's going to come up and share with us. And we're just going to let all the teams share now. And come on up, Steve. Steve Robert.
Well, Jeff made me put that picture up. Well, quite honestly, it's clear to see God at work. Pastor Jack has been talking the last two services about what's happening in Nigeria and the things that God's doing and the need for training and the ministries of the Muslim people. This picture was taken, well, both of these were taken in Nigeria. My parents were missionaries in Nigeria for 18 years. They happened to be here tonight. I'm going to have them stand up if they would. They're right there. It's not very often you have the privilege of talking in front of them about missions. The picture on the right was taken at the school we went to. The picture on the left is actually the last day in Nigeria before we came back to the United States. It was 37 years last week since I had touched foot on African soil. And God is so good to allow me to be part of this team, to be able to go back to Africa and set foot on soil there. To be part of this team was just amazing. Quite frankly, I was a latecomer to the team. I mean, really late. As much as I didn't like the word Pastor Jack used talking about being a spectator, quite honestly, I was the spectator watching what God was doing until I had lunch with Pastor Jeff and the Stevensons. And, you know, they said, why aren't you going? And I said, I kind of whined a little bit. And at that point, I just prayed to the Lord. I said, God, if you want me to be part of this, then just take care of the details. And it was amazing to watch. I was able to get my shots in a day, my visa in a week, and in a week and a half, we were off to Mali. It was quite amazing. It's kind of like one of those MasterCard commercials where, you know, it talks about going on vacation and you were able to do this and it cost this much and this and it was just this cost. And it gets to the end of the commercial and it says, such and such a thing, priceless. Well, for me, the whole thing's priceless. Each step along the way was just an incredible an experience for me. Now, quite honestly, I've seen the ladies with the things on their head because I grew up in Africa. That wasn't the observations to me, the things that were priceless. Some of the things that were priceless to me were to be able to return to Africa with my wife as a team member, to be able to stand when Pastor Jeff was sick the first 2 days, second 2 days, to be able to stand and personally give the gospel to two different groups, probably over 1,000 people. That's priceless. To witness and watch what God is doing at the school. Absolutely incredible things. You saw the pictures, to watch those Muslim kids, receive God's word in their hand. Wow, that's priceless. And then you saw the picture right after that, which is just the next step. And that's where some of the team members challenged those fourth and fifth graders, go home and read and then memorize John 3:16. Come back the next day and say it. Priceless. To watch the effectiveness of the Jesus film. Bill Steferi is part of our fellowship here. He provided us with a Jesus film. That is an incredible tool in evangelizing the world. It just shares the whole gospel message. To watch the enthusiasm of the Mali believers in worship. You saw some of the pictures. Just incredible. Well, I could go on and on and on. But my most precious insight is personal. And that's why I put these pictures up here at the start. My parents went to Nigeria over 50 years ago. And their desire in going was to be part of winning the Nigerian to the Lord. What I was able to witness was that process coming full circle. Let me explain to you what I mean. The signs of a healthy church are one that the church builds up and matures believers and then sends them out. Just like our Acts 1:8 this last year, where our youth was doing that. Well, in 1 to 2 generations from the time my parents went to Nigeria, God has raised up Nigerian missionaries to go to Mali. That's incredible. That is priceless. I wanted to introduce you to a few of those of my Nigerian brothers. Can we put it up on the screen? You'll recognize Pastor John and his wife, Obi. They stood right here when Pastor Jack dedicated their two children. John and his wife are both Nigerian. Pastor Timmy and his wife, Veronica. Pastor Timmy's Pastor John's right-hand man. They're both from Nigeria. Pastor Obi, his wife Irene, their 4 kids, precious people. They've been missionaries for quite some time. Bet you can't guess where they're from. Nigeria. The most recent addition to that team of pastors there, Pastor Joseph, his wife Angel. Did you guys see where they're going to live? There's no running water, no electricity, no toilet facilities. They're giving up everything. Pastor Joseph's comment was, "There is no sacrifice too big for my God." That's priceless, folks. That's priceless. When we stop sometimes and consider, you know, are the things that we do they make a difference? You know, I ask myself that. Are the things that I'm doing as a Christian, do they make a difference in people's lives? I'm sure as my parents spent 18 years in Nigeria, there's got to be times when they ask the same question. God calls us to be faithful. That's all. Go and do what I called you to do. Be faithful. God was so good to me to be able to allow me to see a true glimpse of missions. when I was able to see that full circle of what my parents began in Nigeria, went full circle to Nigerian missionaries now coming to Mali and making an impact there. Praise the Lord.
Hi. Okay, how do you condense over a week's worth of a trip into, I'm told, 2 minutes now? I just want to say that I went as part of this team with a certain, what I thought was, purpose in mind, and that was part of the medical aspect of the team as being the nurse, and yet God always has, often has different plans in mind for us. We didn't get to do nearly as much as we would have desired and hoped to do, but God is so faithful. He's so good. And so the second day that we were ministering to these children and some of the teachers who needed, you know, physical exams, this man, what I would call a very stately-looking man, walked into the administrator's office, which is where we had set up our clinic, and he spoke English. And he had a young boy with him, which I thought was his son, and we found out later was actually his brother. But he spoke English, and he was interested in the school. He has a four-year-old son that, or a child, I don't know if it was a daughter or a son, that he wanted to enroll in the school in the next school year. And so he was wanting to talk to the administrator, find out about the school. And in the meantime, we decided to go give him a little tour of the school. Since he spoke English, it was easy enough to talk with him. And he turned to me. We went to the first classroom. We were just standing in the doorway, and he turned to us, and he said, "I want everything you have about Jesus Christ." And I was like, oh, okay. I mean, how easy is that? The Holy Spirit so totally prepared the way for us. By preparing the hearts of these people. So we brought him back into the office, sat him down, and were able to share the gospel with him. He was very open. He wanted to accept Christ, but the hindrance of the rejection, literally the rejection of his family because they were Muslim, and he wasn't ready to make that commitment. But he said, "I have a cousin who's very interested in Christianity," and that night was going to be the movie, the Jesus film. And so he said he would bring back his cousin, and he did. So the two of them, Bernie and I and a couple of translators, we were able to talk with them. We actually talked to them almost through the entire movie, just discussing and debating the word and who Jesus was. And it was incredible because they were both so eager to hear and to understand. Neither one of them ended up praying to receive Christ, but many seeds were planted. But when we went to the outreaches, the people were, they were, like Jeff said, so eager to watch the movie. They were enthralled. And you could talk with them during the film, and you'd say, "Do you understand what you're seeing? Do you understand who Jesus is?" You'd share with them, and they accepted it. It's like Jeff said, you would say, "Are you sure you understood?" And so you'd go through the whole thing again, because you'd say, "Do you want to pray to receive Jesus?" And they say, "Yes." And I just had the privilege to pray with more people than I've ever prayed with on any other missions trip I went on. And I just want to tell you, God is so faithful, dependable, and he answered prayer after prayer after prayer. So thank you so much for supporting me to go.
Wow. This was my first missions trip, and usually my wife goes, so she's gone to Germany and Russia, and this time I went. And after I was picked, I was thinking, what am I going to do in Africa? You know, we landed in Africa, what am I doing in Africa? And but the Lord was so awesome. You know, I'm going to share a couple of incidents that we, things that took place there. God just did an amazing work with people were getting saved left and right. One night, we were there, and the Jesus film was going. I was sharing with someone. He accepted the Lord. And then as he was watching the movie, he saw the miracles that Jesus was doing. And he turns back to me and my translator and says, "You know what? I've urinated in my bed for the past 10 years every day." And this guy's in his early 20s. And he says, "I believe Jesus can heal me." And when he said it, it was like a kid wanted, you know, trusting his father, you know, in his arms, you know, just going, you know, throwing himself into his father's arms. And that was the kind of faith that he had when he said that. And so I have no doubt that the Lord healed him at that moment, you know, from that. There was another time, too. And by the way, the translators, the Nigerians, and there was another person by the name of Ruth. I had Pastor Obi and Ruth. They shared with such a passion that when I shared something and they translated it, and I would look at Ruth and her expressions, and I would be like, "What? I can't believe I just shared that," you know, because it was, the Lord was so awesome. I mean, it was amazing. But anyways, this guy, he got saved the first night at the outreach at the park. And then we went back to the park the next night. We had, like, I think 3 or 4 outreaches there. And I was missing, we had a translator with us. We had to have two. And the translator that I had at that point was in the band, and he had to run back and start playing. Well, this guy that just got saved the day before, he was there, and he ended up translating for us every single night after that, and then showed up to church on Sunday as well. And so it was just amazing how God used just even that, just to expand the kingdom. And let me end with this. One more thing, too. You know what? Pastor Jack always says that the Word of God comes alive. Boy, did it. You know, it's like the harvest truly is plentiful, but the laborers are few. There wasn't enough translators out there for us to really reach everyone. People, you know, just didn't get to hear some, you know, from us sometimes. And there was one guy, he reminded me of Nicodemus. He was, you know, all the families around, I think, of sometimes when people are trying to get some more information. And this guy said, "You know what, can you call me on my phone?" Because he was afraid of, you know, once they know that they're a Christian, they're going to go tell their family. And so that, it was just amazing, just all the different things that happened. But let me end with this. Whenever the Nigerian pastors prayed out there, they always started off their, well, not always, but most of the time they started off like this. They said, "Thank you, Lord, for such a time as this." And I just thought, you know, when they prayed that, I thought, how appropriate, you know, because I really believe that the Lord has given us an opportunity here as a church, and I could see how he placed us there for such a time as this. And just as you saw that video earlier, boy, God has just allowed us such a blessing to be a part of that and to take part in some incredible things that God wants to do, not just in Mali, I'm sure, but in so many parts of Africa. So anyways, that's it was awesome.
Hi, my name is Lucas, and I'm 14, and I just want to start out, well, I just signed up for Mali Africa, and like, my friend Blake's like, "Hey, let's go sign up for Africa," and just, so, signed up, and so, while I was signing up, it's like, we didn't have any money, my mom didn't have full custody over me because of divorce, we just didn't really, we're just going out with empty hands, so it was like, we sign up, and, you know, I pray about it, and just doors are opening. And some Mali meetings, I was late, and, oh, my gosh, I lose so much stuff. But, you know, the Lord uses those people. So I just forget my folder sometimes, well, most of the time. And so I go in, and what I do is I just participate in what they're saying, and I make myself ready. And so the mission trip before was Brazil, and I signed up for that, and I got picked, but my visa didn't get through, and that's pretty much God saying, "You can't go to this one." So, you know, I don't go to this one, that one. And so while I was just signing up for Mali, the visa got through, I got picked, just, it was amazing. I sent out like 65 letters and just around there, and just to tell people, you know, this is what I'm doing it for. I pretty much put the gospel in the letter to some family who don't know the Lord. And while I was doing that, just the Lord blessed it. I mean, every bit of it, the whole trip, every piece of it was priceless. And so it was so cool.
Hi, okay. I was one of the best people that got picked for Mali. When I signed up, and it was around the time when Jeff Kearns was picking the team. My dad and I didn't get a call, so I was kind of like, okay, well, maybe God just wanted me to sign up and see if I was willing to go. And but then my dad called and asked, you know, like, are we going or not? And he said that we're going, so I was like, okay, well, I guess I'm supposed to be going. And I was kind of freaked out. I was like, I've never been to Africa. I haven't really been that far away from home. And I've been to a lot of mission trips, but honestly, I think this one was the most life-changing out of all of them. Just, like, seeing the people's faces and seeing how they lived and how poor they were and how much that we have. And just one of the things that stuck out to me was their smiles and how big and bright they were. And they have nothing. And just how much we have is, you know, we take for granted. And just being down there was a blessing. And I don't want to cry. So I don't know, it was an amazing trip, and God just did an amazing trip, or amazing work down there, and the prayer down there was just amazing, too. God just kept us going and gave us the strength to go, and just gave us the words to say, and so many people got blessed, and so many people got saved, and it was just an amazing trip overall, and it was amazing. And I just encourage all of you guys to just sign up and take that leap of faith and see what God will do, and just sign up for that mission trip or whatever. And so, yeah, God will bless.
Well, I'm Katie, and let me just tell you guys, I really prayed that the Lord would just have our actions speak louder than our words, and the Lord answered that prayer. On the last night of our outreach, Pastor John had an altar call, and I was standing around praying, and because I had no translator, so I wasn't able to go and speak to anybody, and I saw this man sitting on a chair, and I had seen him throughout the whole movie and the whole outreach, and the Lord put him on my heart. And so when Pastor John was calling up everybody for the altar call, I was just like, God, what am I supposed to do? You put this man on my heart, but I can't speak to him. I don't know his language. What should I do? And he just told me, go up to him. So I did, walking in faith, and I just touched his shoulder, and he looked at me, and he had tears in his eyes. And we walked up together to the front, and when Pastor John said, who wants to receive the Lord? If you do, raise your hand. He was the first one to raise his hand. And he prayed to accept the Lord. And then I grabbed the translator and I talked to him real quick. And then he showed up to church on Sunday the next day. So it was really just an answer to prayer that God does answer if we just step out in faith and allow him to. So that's my story.
Hi, my name is Emily, and I have the privilege of going to Mali, Africa twice now, and it's been so awesome because God has changed me so much. And when you go on a trip, you think you're going to go and bless people. You're just so excited because God's going to use you, and you come back, and you're so changed. Life is never the same. It's like you want to go out, and you try and fill that hole with other things. Maybe some of you guys do. God has that hole, and he's the only one that can fill it. There's nothing else like it going out and serving our Lord Jesus Christ. There's nothing. It is a supernatural high. You get addicted to it. You want to go and go and go. And I can't wait to go back to the next trip, because every mission trip I go on, it gets better and better and better. And I just want to encourage you guys, it's great to be a sender, but to be a goer, you are so blessed. You are changed for life. And you get to have that experience in your heart. It changes your character. It changes your life. There's nothing like serving the Lord with your husband. One night we were praying, and we turned around, and we got to share with a couple people. We turn around. They accept the Lord. We turn around. Another. They keep coming up. They keep coming up. We're turning around. We're finishing. It's like God just set these divine appointments that just, it was awesome. And at the end of the night, I just looked at my husband. I'm like, look what we got to experience together here. I mean, you can't do that here. There's nothing. It's so amazing to go into another country and have them take a piece of your heart. Like, I feel like a piece of my heart is in Africa. And every time I leave, I feel like more gets taken from there because I just have such a love for those people. And I've, when I was talking to my husband about it, I said, you know, I've always had a drive and a heart for Africa, and I've never known why. Since I was little, I've always wanted to go to Africa, and it was just amazing how God just put that whole thing into full circle, and to know that that's why. He was shaping me, and he was creating that love for me back when I was little, and for me to actually to go and to experience that, it's just been life-changing, and I love it, and I encourage you guys. This is the best mission trip ever, and I can't wait to go back next year, so sign up.
Yeah, I'm the lucky guy who gets to be her husband. So you've heard a lot of stuff, and you remember when Gio was talking in worship about how sometimes your life gets stagnant and your Christianity gets kind of dull, or as she was saying, and you could see in the excitement everybody here, mission trips are the way to go. I mean, if you feel stagnant in any way, you need to go on a mission trip because it will change your life. I guarantee you, the whole team, this isn't the whole team, some of them aren't talking tonight, but any of us would do anything for any of us. I mean, these guys asked me something, I would do it for them, and vice versa. I know they would drop whatever they're doing for me in a heartbeat, because there's a bond. It's just a cool bond between everybody. We all love each other. If one thing my wife didn't say was there's one miracle I thought I would share with you guys that happened with the assistant pastor, Timmy. He is, I'll try in a minute. One of the needs, though, guys, my wife and I went last year. We got just a desire to come back again and be more involved in the Mali ministry. And so we thought, we're there last time. We said, you know, let's get a sponsorship for all these kids. We really felt God put it in our heart to do it. So came back, talked to the pastors here, got it worked out. And, of course, that's the Mali sponsorship that we have, which is awesome. And our kind of a team that we have now is growing and growing. And there's one thing we're missing is someone to do we want to make a website for sponsorship for Mali. So if anybody's good at websites and doing that stuff, I'm not. You probably want to contact the office, talk to Jeff, and have them see what you guys can do to help. But if I could get this through, I'll try. Because the red light's not on yet back there. So this Timmy, the pastor, has such incredible faith. You should do it. I can't do it. They had a baby, and they wanted to name their baby after Emily.
Right. So, anyways, they sent me this email, and they said, you know, we wanted to get your permission. We're so sorry that we didn't ask for your permission to. Would it be possible to name our daughter after you? And I was just.
That's not the miracle. Hurry.
Okay. Well, anyways, that's what I thought you were talking about.
No.
Oh. Anyways, the miracle is that basically this baby, the joints, you kick the leg, it goes up, and it's all over the place. It's just limp, basically. And so they went to the doctor, and they have no money. It's a major expense. And Timmy ended up telling the doctor, you know what, I already know a physician, and it's Jesus Christ, our Lord.
The doctor said, you got to save a lot of money and take your kid to the States because you guys are in trouble. This kid's got lots of medical problems with his leg. It won't even move. It just dangles. So he said, you know what, we don't have the money, but we have a God who could fix all things.
And he did. Oh.
Hold on.
Amen. I would not be worthy to be called a Christian if I did not share the faithfulness of God. I would not be worthy to be called a Christian if I did not share the promises of God. Over 25 years ago, the Lord gave me a very clear vision, a dream, actually, of a harvest. And it was a bunch of Africans, and I painted the picture of it so I could remember it. And it was... I thought, one day I'm going to go to Africa. And after 10 years went by, I forgot about it. I just forgot. Maybe heaven, Lord, maybe heaven, Lord. And then a while back, we went to China, and the Lord brought it back to my remembrance. I remember saying to Jeff and them, this reminds me of a dream that I had. except there's this panel on there's a panel on this side, and I remember seeing all these people, and it's like, maybe this is it, but these are Chinese people. I thought it was African people I painted. So then I forgot about that, and then Jeff said, Africa is a go, start praying. And the day I prayed, I got really attacked, and in my dreams. And that morning, my devotion was Psalm 22, the bulls of Bashan are surrounding you. And I'm like, okay, so get ready, gear up and pray. And it was about a year later, it was time to leave. The day we were leaving, because I'm going through the one-year Bible, the devotion was Psalm 22, the day we got on the plane. And I was like, wow, God, what's going to happen? So we're there, a lot of attacks, a lot of things happening, but we're there. And I'm standing there. We're at this place, and it's called Harvesters. It's a school. And I'm standing there, and the band is playing, and I'm worshiping, and I'm clapping my hands. And all of a sudden, the Lord said, look. And on the corner of my eye, there's a screen. And they brought the Jesus film, and there's a screen there. And there's all these people sitting, waiting to see the film. And there's all these people coming, and the Lord gave me that vision over 25 years ago, a dream. And he said, I'm alive. I know yesterday. I know today. I know tomorrow. I love you. I'm with you. And my desire, the harvest is plentiful. It was harvest. And he just showed me, this is just the beginning. It's just the beginning. And it wasn't my faithfulness. It was the Lord's faithfulness. All we had to do is just walk in it. He says, I will show you which way to go. Walk in it. And all of God's promises are yes and amen. He fulfilled it. And it's just the beginning. So if the Lord has given you a vision, if the Lord has given you a dream or a promise, just walk in it. Because the enemy will do everything to stop us. He almost stopped me. I almost didn't go. But it just takes that faith. Just take that step of faith. Continue to go forward. Step over the borders that the enemy puts up. And just walk in it, because the Lord does it all. And he loves us so much, he wants to share it with us. And I just thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. For your prayers and support. We felt it. God is doing a plentiful harvest. It's just the beginning. I pray that all of you would be able to go to Africa, because that's where no one wants to go, but that's where everyone needs to go, because God's blessing is waiting to just be poured out. Thank you.
Okay, I'm last, so I get 1 minute. My name's Sandy, and this is my first mission trip. I had a passport for 10 years with Heart for Missions and never went anywhere. Had to renew it, and finally God said, this is it. So I got to go. And what amazed me most about these people, all that they said, it's just, they are incredible. They're wonderful, beautiful people who love the Lord, and they were so ready. Our outreaches are supposed to start around 6. Sometimes they didn't start till 7:30, 8 for whatever reason, and they waited and waited patiently. And the nights were really long, and they still, afterwards, they waited for the translators. They just stood around waiting, and we were shorthanded, like they said. The laborers are few, but they waited. They were so eager to hear, and then, just as has been said, we were stunned that they were so easily ready to accept Christ. It was incredible. God just prepared the way, like has been said. It was amazing. It was wonderful. We were talking to one guy one night, and he was listening to us. And like I said, there's crowds around us, and we were talking to him, and he was ready, and he was listening through our translator. And all of a sudden, his friend pulls him away, and he's, Katie and I are looking at each other like, where'd he go? He just pulled him to the crowd. And a few minutes later, he's running back to us to hear the rest of it. And he accepted the Lord that night and showed up on church on Sunday. And that's just the way it went, over and over and over again. And the truth is, though, that all of us can't be goers. You know, hopefully you can. I mean, I may never go again. It was wonderful, and I wouldn't change it for the world. It was absolutely life-changing. But we all have a part. We're all one body, and we can be senders. We can be a part of it. And the truth is, they need your help over there. The laborers are few. The school is there to raise up these children as ambassadors for Christ, and they are eager, and they're ready. But we need your help. the sponsorship, whatever you can give. The pictures didn't show vividly what the needs really are, but the needs are great. And so I know that just like with the I2 ministry, God is doing a work in Africa, and can all be a part of it. So pray about how God wants to use you. And I'm done. Thank you.
You guys, it's really late, so if the worship team will come on out. I'm not sure if they're going to do it. Thanks, you guys. What an amazing team.